Renee Bowser.
I have three issues. The first I raised before, and I just, you know, in light of the Pacifica mission, I just, this kind of anti-union strain, and I'm a union lawyer and former shop steward, I have concern about that because I don't see that whether someone's status as an employee or not does not change with a paid consultant coming in. I just really have to emphasize, I don't think that is the role of someone who's coming in to work for 5 months or so and then will be gone and is not part of Pacifica in that role. Secondly, I hope you take into account the grave problems that we had at WPFW, the example that Campbell gave of a candidate who all along, it's like President Obama being on the ballot, people voting for him, and then coming after the election saying he was a write-in. And that's what happened with the candidate. And we actually, Campbell wrote to the national and local election supervisor and did not get a response. So I'm just hoping you take that into account. I don't know who's applied election supervisor.
I think that's a minute, by the way. But
yeah, can I just miss one thing? I won't go into it. But what's in your statement here under NES issues to discuss, I thought it was an opt-out election. I didn't know there was nothing about opt-in.
No, opt-in for the candidate packages, to receive the candidate packages in the mail. That's what the opt-in is about, because when you remove that candidate package, it, like, reduces the cost of sending the package by, like, who knows, about 90%.
But I thought we agreed. I thought what was agreed.
Now, let me clarify that. Actually, yeah, Renee, we did pass a motion, and I believe the PNB also approved it, that it be opt-out. And so then the issue would be, how do we encourage more people to do that?
So it is opt-out.
And package?
This is on getting the election, the candidate information package, which is the bulk of the printing and postage costs.
And that's an opt-out, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. That's what I just wanted to clarify, because you have it as an opt-in.
Oh, see, I had misunderstood. I thought it was opt-out of the whole election.
Oh,
that's what I had understood, opt out of the whole election versus opt out of just the cat. And I thought it was opt in, because the thing is, okay, I understand now. So that means that we're really not looking at a significant reduction in election costs then, because that's really a lot of the candidate cost, of the cost is those candidate packages. When most people have access to the internet and you know, anyway, I don't know if we have.
It was voted on.
I think that was a decision already made. I don't think it's up for change right now.
Yeah, that's
right.
Okay.
And then the PNB did vote on that.
Well, scrap whatever was written there. I misunderstood. And
okay. I'll see if I can get you the text of the motion that we passed.
We're out of time.
Okay, 40 minutes.
What time?
Has it been 40 minutes?
Yes, 40 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. And Renee offered again to respond to questions by email. And I guess if you folks would like...
what's your email address?
The public, you can send it to... Well, let me suggest that you send it to that list address... that way, everybody will get it, including people that aren't necessarily on this committee but who are interested. And that's that.
Right. The email is really simple.
Oh, you're breaking up.
Somebody's breaking up.
Is that Renee?
No. Renee.
If you want to send questions to PNB_elections@googlegroups.com, then everybody on the committee will get it, Renee will get it, Arlene will get it, and other people who are on that list are
right.
mostly previous election committee members will get it.
Right.
And then
right.
and then Renee can respond to that, and everybody will get that, and it'll also be recorded on the website for people
that's
that want
great.
To look at
that's
it.
Yeah, that's much better. More transparent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Next item on the agenda. Where were we? Thank you.
Other recommendations and ways the committee can help the NES.
All right. Okay. Yes. Well, I'm open. Suggestions or anybody want to speak on this?
Yeah, it's Sean.
Okay. Anybody else? Let me get a little stack here first.
What's the issue?
Well, this is just open to other ways this committee
the
can help the NES.
Item? Okay, thank you.
Okay. This is item 7 on the agenda. Okay, Sean.
Campbell.
Okay, Sean and then Campbell.
Yeah, in light of the conversation that I've just listened to over the concern over the opt-in and opt-out and what the cost will be, I always thought that the decision was rushed anyways, and perhaps it would be good to revisit it just so we make sure that what we are doing allows the most people to participate and minimizes our cost. And right now I'm a little unsure as to whether opting in or opting out does that, and I suggest that perhaps we revisit that issue and make it a lot clearer, because right now it sounds like there's a lot of confusion that's going to cost us a lot of money, and I'd like to avoid that if possible. Thank you.
And this is Renee Bowser. Can I get on the stack?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Campbell, you're next.
Yes. I think the only one confused about that, was Renee, who has... It's been clarified for her, and it's been voted on by the board as a whole, so it's no longer, up for question unless two-thirds of the board decides that it's open for review. Now, my particular point would be, excuse me.
Hi, Sean.
Okay,
well, you made a statement. I wanted to
I wasn't talking to you.
I just need to run to the bathroom.
Okay, Sean, we can put you back on the stack again, but Campbell, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The point that I was making that I would like to make is that in reading the materials, it seemed as though the National Election Supervisor was only going to be meeting with the station staff, and I think that it would be appropriate for the election supervisor to meet with LSB and PNB LSB members and the PNB directors at the stations.
Okay, you're talking about when she visits the
yes,
station?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And I guess she'll have to hear that separately.
Okay. You can email that, too. All right. Renee Bowser?
I wanted to find out if there are PNB guidelines with regard to counting the ballots, and I know anyone can be an observer. Anyone from the public can be an observer, and also I want to make that clear, because there seemed to have been some confusion on the job description or something that I read. Secondly.
You have a copy of this?
What type of controls will there be to make sure that the counting is really done in accordance with the guidelines? Last election last year, I was an observer a couple times, and there's a sticker that you peel off when you get your ballot, although a lot of people did not peel off the name sticker. And they were counting the ballots with the stickers until I said, well, isn't that supposed to be taken off before you put it in the pile? So that was kind of a big thing where you could identify who the voter was, and yet the local election supervisor, national election supervisor, and the one volunteer that was working with them that evening did not take action to do that until I mention it. So I'd like to know what type of...
Okay, well, I think we got a minute here. Okay.
...holes there are.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, and I'm writing some little quick notes here, and I assume Ken's getting this too, so we can also compile a list of all these concerns, suggestions, questions, and make sure this gets put in the procedures that Renee was talking about, Renee Astoria. Okay, Sean.
Yeah, I just want to make set the record straight. There was talk earlier of unions and people being upset by Espo not being recognized and everything. I want to let you know, as a staff rep, the people that are really irritated by all this are the actual AFTRA members who belong to the union in my station and throughout the network, and they are very concerned about the padding of staff lists by these organizations that proclaim to be representing staff but never hold elections. So I just want that on the record, that the members of AFTRA are very concerned about the staff list and who's on it. Thank you.
Okay. Other comments, suggestions, questions about, again, this agenda item is other recommendations and ways the committee can help the NES on elections?
Yeah, Russell Stack.
Russell, okay, go ahead.
I just want to say, Renee, and I know we've talked about it on email a little today, and I appreciate that discussion, that, you know, you got to be careful when you're getting training with MemSys. You're going to be trained probably on one system to begin with, and that's going to take you some time to learn. And when you get to WBAI, it's run on a DOS system, and you're going to have a whole different interface and a whole different way of dealing with MemSys, and that's going to take you some more time to learn. And as I understand it, people can't access the DOS-based MemSys system that's at WBAI over the web. So you're going to have to do your on-site work at WBAI unless we do something about upgrading the system to a newer version that would be web accessible of MemSys at WBAI. So there's a lot of issues just of a technical nature that I hope that you'll address and be forewarned of that could really be monkey wrenches in the whole process of trying to get up to speed with the system.
Yeah, did you want to respond to that, Renee?
I mean, I'm fairly, I guess I'm optimistic because I'm just very fast at learning things, and I do understand there are technical issues. What I'm more concerned about is just having access in general. So,
well, that's what I'm saying, Renee.
And I know I have to be on site, so I'm hoping that at the end of this month, I actually plan on spending more than a day in New York so that I can really, really get to know the station and do the interviews and really focus on MemSys. You know, and if need be, I'm going to have to make another trip. If that's what it takes, I'm going to do it, you know, because I'm dedicated to making sure that I get an accurate list. The whole election stands on it, you know. So no matter the technical, I expect it to be challenging. I really do. So I don't think that it'll be a piece of cake by any means.
What I'm trying to say, Renee, is that...
And on the stack...
Can we get back to you, Russell, then? Let's see who else wants to... And actually, I wanted to put myself on the stack quickly, because sort of as a follow-up to this, Renee, on... you know, we talked about, and I think Arlene had also mentioned, having staff at different stations being able to help each other, and that's hard to do if they have different versions of the software or different procedures. So I applaud your efforts of trying to come up with some guidelines, and forgot what you were talking about, procedures for that, but could you also please look at getting all the stations up on the same version of MemSys? I think there's...
Yeah, I mean, I think that's key.
Before the elections?
Before the elections. Let's try. Why not, you know?
Check on, see what
try.
Feasibility
I'll,
that would be.
I'll find out about that. That's... you know, this is all new issues, that new hot issues, so.
Okay.
And on the stack.
Okay, Ken?
Yeah, Renee, I just wanted to make a suggestion based on the experience of the last NES, that you consider at some point in time hiring an assistant or secretary, even just for making phone calls and checking that things are kept on schedule and so forth, because you have one set of eyes and ears, and you sometimes might need an assistant. I don't know what the funding for that is, et cetera, but, you know, you will be I can anticipate that people will try to pull you six different ways, and you may need two bodies to handle the traffic. That's all. Just a suggestion that you get a secretary or a...
Oh, thank you, but I don't know if they have the money for that, but I'm going to try to. I'm going to try my best to without one first, and if I get overwhelmed, then I won't hesitate to ask, but right now I think it's going to be a lot of work, but I expect it, so...
Okay, other questions, suggestions along these lines for Renee?
Oh, me?
Renee Astoria, sorry.
Oh.
We got two Renees, yeah.
For
okay,
me
well,
from me?
Yeah, do you want to say anything else then, Renee, about any of this? You've heard several comments.
Actually, I mean, I could really use some help providing content for the webpage, so if people could just email, especially the frequently asked questions section. If people have questions that they know always come up and they can send me those questions, I'd really appreciate it, as well as anything else that you think should be included on the web page so that I can make it as comprehensive as possible. And just email me. I'm most accessible, you know, via email, and I'll respond very quickly. So, yeah.
This is Renee Bowser. May I get back on the stack?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Renee.
I wanted to ask a question about if when people don't get ballots, are you going to have a procedure to in place to handle that? Because it was a long, long delay, weeks, before that complaint was addressed. We wrote letters to the National Election Supervisor, did not get a response. We did get a response from our local election supervisor, but it was weeks before that was corrected, and even the day, the last day of the extended election, actually we had an LSB meeting like 2 days before the final day, and three people came to the meeting asking for ballots, and that's how bad it was.
I think that what was suggested, I think somebody made a proposal in one of the documents that I read that to make an online request form that would be immediately, basically have two things going, a separate line, a separate messaging system to collect phone messages pertaining to replacement ballots, as well as an online form that people can fill out, and that would be, pretty much an instant way of documenting the need for a replacement ballot. Because obviously, phone calls always take a little longer because you have to listen to 10, 20 phone calls, etc. You know, so that will be in place. There's going to be two different things going on: a place to call, as well as an online form that individuals can fill in the request for, and that'll be station specific. So I hope it doesn't take weeks. It shouldn't take weeks. It should take a turnaround time of a couple of days, if not So.
We have 34 seconds, Mr. Chair.
Okay, let me just throw out on that the tracking mechanism for that, and for both handling complaints and also for replacement ballot requests is would be very important for that request process.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, thank you, Renee, and everybody. Renee's going to have her hands full, I know. Lots of good questions and issues, and again, remind everybody, email those questions, concerns, and as Renee suggested, suggestions for the website for content to her or to the whole list. Okay, next up on the agenda, using the Google Group for Elections. I hope everybody's gotten the emails that I've sent you all or looked at them. We've tried to, as we discussed in the last meeting, we've tried to migrate from that Yahoo group, which was set up before I was on the committee, to be a private committee-only list and file repository, to the Google group, which was also set up before I was on the committee, to be a public one. and in the interest of transparency and making things accessible. So if you need to email the whole group, and it can be public, send your emails to that Google group list address. And it's, again, it's pnb_elections@googlegroups.com. And there's that link is in, that email address is in all the emails sent to that list. So if you just keep the last one, you'll have that. And there's some files that I've moved over there. Any of you on this committee can also post files there. So if you have, you can send an email, those are posted and they're archived, or you can upload files if you have notes or suggestions or lists or whatever. That's my easy way of sharing it, and so we don't lose these things. Are there any questions about that?
No longer have to, this is Renee Bowser. We no longer need to use the Yahoo.
That's correct. Part of the problem with that is that I never could figure out how to add people to it other than inviting them. And there were some people on the committee that never responded to the invitations, and so not everybody was getting those emails. Plus, they have ads and all the stuff sent from Yahoo, and again, things that sent there weren't accessible to the general public. So there's a transparency issue.
That's going to be closed out.
Well, we're going to leave it there, and there are some old files that are still there, and
So
anybody on the committee can still get to those if you're on that Yahoo group.
Okay.
If they're for historical interest, I guess. And if you see other stuff we should move over to the Google group, I'd appreciate help identifying those files and doing that. Other questions?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, was that PNB Elections, what was that again, PNB Elections what?
Okay, PNB_elections.
I missed that, thank you, elections.
At googlegroups.com, that's the email address.
Gotcha, okay.
The website, if you just want to remember one thing, remember the URL for the website, because at the bottom of that it's got that email address. The website is groups, that's plural, groups.google.com/group, singular, PNB_elections.
One more time. That's a lot there, Bill. One more time.
Yeah, or if you just go to Google Groups, do a Google search for Google,
okay,
groups,
Google Groups,
and then
gotcha.
And then PNB Elections, and you'll find
gotcha.
It.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions about that? Hope that helps.
It does. Thank you.
Okay. Next time is new business. Campbell had something he brought up during agenda approval about allowing other people on the conference calls that are not committee members.
Yes. I think we may have run into a situation this time that we, even though we just had our committee members, time was tight. And I recall in a prior conference call, there was an extended amount of time that was taken up by non-committee members in discussion, and as I recall, one or more committee members were not able to put a comment in because the time had expired for discussion. So this is what I thought should be established as a standing rule, that the non-committee members would only be able to speak as time permitted following the committee members who spoke.
Is that a motion? On the stack with that?
Is that a motion or just
yes, so
discussion
moved.
Now?
So moved.
Okay, can you email it to us, or especially to Ken, so we know exactly what the text is?
Okay, sure.
Okay, was that Ken on the
yeah
the stack? Okay, go ahead, Ken.
Alex on the stack.
Okay.
And Renee Bowser on the stack.
All right.
Okay.
Now remember, everybody, we've got 5 minutes allocated to this whole thing, so please be brief.
I don't need to be on the stack. I just want to second that, because that happened to me.
So
okay,
we
don't need
brief.
A second in committee.
Campbell has a valid point in some instances, but the people that are on this committee, showing up to this committee, are non-voting members, like Arlene, are the reason this committee exists, which is to get the elections done. So this is directly on source to what we're doing, and if it's not deleterious at all, if somebody was here talking about uniforms, ice cream, or programming or something else, that would be a different issue. But we're talking about the National Election Supervisor, and when the executive director comes on, the executive director has not abused her time and has only spoken about issues related to the election. And she's
Mr. Chairman.
Gets it implemented. We're with
okay,
you.
Put me
back on the
brief.
Please, Renee.
I'm back.
Okay, Alex is next. Go ahead,
I'm
Alex.
Time. That's fine.
Russell Stone.
I don't think we need any special rules. If the committee feels it's profitable to hear from a non-committee member, such as, for instance, Carolyn Burden, who has many years of experience with the Elections Committee and was the former chair of it, then the committee should be able to hear that person, and I don't see the point in assigning any preference. If that person is deemed to be an important part of the discussion, they should be able to contribute to the discussion like anybody else, although, of course, they cannot vote if they're not a member of the committee.
All right, thank you. I believe Renee was next.
Okay,
And then Russell, and who else?
Campbell.
No, Sean.
Oh, Sean, where did you come in, Sean? I think
I thought I came in before Renee, but there was yelling going on, so.
Okay, can I put you after Renee?
Yeah.
All right.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Campbell?
I would also like to speak.
Okay. We may run out of time unless everybody's brief, but okay. Renee, Bowser.
No one was speaking of the ED, in my opinion. Of course, we want her, but what happened to me last time, Carolyn Burden spoke several times, and the time ran out, and it was not extended. So I think if we're having the discussion, since I'm a member of the committee, I don't think it's fair that someone who's not a member of the committee, even with years of experience, should be able to speak several times and then a member of the committee not get to speak. So I fully agree on that.
Okay, Russell? Oh, I'm sorry, Sean.
Listen, I think that anybody who's a member of this committee should have to speak, particularly somebody with such vast experience, and I'm sorry that there are some people on this call who don't get to speak, but I don't think you should turn away people with vast experiences just because you don't. I would suggest that you jump a little quicker on the staff, and that's why I'm voting against this. Thank you.
Okay.
20 seconds.
All right. Russell?
I think it's very, very important that we make sure that people on this committee get heard. While I think it can be very useful that we hear from people with such experience who may not be on the committee, this committee has been elected by the boards that put us here to represent them, and we're the committee, and we must be heard, and we must.
Okay. All right, I think we're out of time.
We are at time.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, I can tell there's a disagreement, so Ken, can you call the roll on this motion? Or can you read it for us? Did you get the text yet?
Not yet.
Or Campbell, can you
state
the motion again, please?
Well, maybe we can table this until the next meeting.
Okay, there's a motion to table?
Second. Oh, you don't need a second.
Okay. Is there any objections to tabling it? And then we can get the text. Okay, hearing no objections, then that motion's tabled. And please do write it up for us, Campbell, and send it.
Sure.
We'll have it.
Will do.
Okay. Is there anything else on the agenda? Yeah, I think so. Oh, confirm
next meeting date.
Meeting date,
sir.
Okay, we have two things. There's two dates. There's the next regular meeting date is the second Tuesday, June 8th. And then, well, let me do that first. Is there any problem with that date for anybody?
Hey, Chair, are we always the second Tuesday?
Awesome. I think we decided that last month, yes.
Okay.
We were skipping around for a while.
So always the second Tuesday, okay.
Okay, and then, so no objections to, what was it, Tuesday, okay. June 8th? That's already on the KPFD calendar. For July, there's a problem in that because of the next in-person B&B meeting and traveling to set it up, the streaming and archiving will not be possible on our regular meeting date on the second Tuesday, so we need a different date. Let me see. I'm trying to look at the.
Where is
she?
No Mondays.
I'm trying to. I got to log back into KPFTX so I can see the blackout dates.
Because remember, I got outreach.
Yeah. Well, that was what, the second Monday, Melinda?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if anybody else is on KPFTX, but...
I'm going there, Chief.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm there. Okay, July 12th through the 20th are not available.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
So, and all Mondays are already taken. The 21st, which is a Wednesday, is already taken. All the other days are open so far. At least nobody else has reserved them.
Do you think maybe the 26th? Is that too late? Kind of late.
The 26th of July?
Yeah, you said the 12th to the 20th are taken.
The 26th has got a technology meeting going.
Yeah. The 5th and the 26th, those are Mondays. Those are
How
taken.
About the 27th? The 27th.
Sorry, I meant the 27th. I meant a Tuesday. I didn't mean a Monday.
Thursday, the 27th of July, correct? Or no, I'm looking. No, I'm sorry, I'm looking.
Do you want to meet earlier? I have a feeling we're going to have a lot to talk about with elections coming up soon here, but I don't know.
You want to meet July 6th?
Yeah, I concur. But, you know,
July 6th for anybody? That's a Tuesday? The first Tuesday?
I can do that.
Yeah.
July 6th?
Yeah, let me look at my...
So that's
that'd be
the
okay
only
for me.
The first Tuesday. Okay. Chair?
Yeah, is that Renee?
Yes, Renee Bowser. I just want to let you know I'll be out of the country on June 8th, Tuesday, June 8th, our regular meeting date.
Okay.
So, and I get back the 13th, so.
Okay.
June 8th through when?
So I'm just saying our regular meeting time next month is June 8th. I was just letting the chair know that I will be out of the country.
Right.
Okay, everybody else can make it, though, I presume? Okay.
I wasn't asking to change the date. I was just giving you notice.
Thank you. Okay. So if anybody has anything for Renee Bowser, we need to check with her before then. Okay. All right. So July 6th is then the July meeting date. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
Before we adjourn, Mr. Chair, I just want to indicate that we have as an action item that people become familiar with the timeline that Renee created and send in additions for her website and send her any questions or particulars, an email. But also she left us with somehow coming up with resolutions to staff definition. But I just put that up. It's an unaddressed issue.
I thought
okay,
she said that she didn't want it. She preferred not to do it. So shouldn't that be left?
She wants us to do it. She wants the PNB to resolve these definitions of staff. So
well, you know, I got a question. Isn't that laid out in the bylaws, what staff is?
No, it's very unclear.
Well, let's just, we're reviewing action items right now. We're not really debating.
Call 281-587-0701. Please leave your name and telephone number.
Okay, somebody's, I'm not sure what's going on there, but, okay. Just remember, everybody, please email your comments and suggestions related to those action items. And if you could, Ken, if you don't mind, if you can get even a draft version of the minutes with at least just the action items out to everybody, that'll serve as a good reminder that we need to be emailing ideas on these things, and we can discuss them. If we discuss them with that Google group email, then the public can view that also and add anything in if they want to.
Bill, could you send us a link?
Email link? Okay. I think I did a few days ago, but I'll do that again.
Thank you, Bill.
Put me that as an action item for me, Ken.
Which is why.
I'll try to remember to do it after the meeting here. But
a link to everybody... The links.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, so
any other action items, anybody,
meeting?
That we've forgotten about?
We forget it?
Okay, what was that, Ken?
I was going to adjourn.
I moved to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Any objections?
No.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you all. Thank you for coming back to the Cape Pacific Elections, Renee Asteria, and we'll be talking to all of you.
Yes, and thank you, Renee. We look forward to working with you. Thank you very much.
See you in July. Yeah, see you in July.
Thanks.
All right. June. All right.
Good for everybody else.